My ally is the Furt, and the powerful ally it is. Life creates it, makes it grow. Its energy surrounds us and binds us. Darn it.
I am contacting you from the battlefront, alongside your boyfriend, Sergio.
From the snowy peaks of the Rocky Mountains, through the harsh Colombian jungle, and all over the damn American South, this is Extra Life Radio.
This is Harvey Picar, and you're listening to Extra Life Radio.
It's Extra Life Radio. Welcome back. This is show 155, and I feel like crap. Don't worry, we'll still try to have a good show. This is Extra Life Radio. This is October 11th, 2007. It is Thursday night. This is our weekly scheduled program. I'd like to welcome everybody here and thank GoDaddy.com for being our sponsor. I know I tell you guys this a lot, but geez, you should just use it and save yourself some money. Go to myextralife.com, click on the GoDaddy codes link at the top of the page, and you'll find codes like Life1, which will give you a domain for only $6.95 a year. There's other ways to save money, so check that out and get your piece of the internet today at GoDaddy.com. And thanks for being a sponsor of the Extra Life Radio Show and program, HappyFunFamilyTime.com. Let's get right to it, and I'll explain why I feel like crap in a minute. Joining me, as always, from the land of wild monkeys and headless chickens, Brian from South Carolina. I threw you off, didn't I? You thought I was leading up to Columbia. How's it going, missiondeep.com, Brian Dunaway?
I am fantastic.
That's important. I throw out your web address there, because we'll tell everyone in a minute. There was a challenge last week, and the people stepped up to this.
They sure did, man. I challenged the Extra Life Radio public to give me 50 emails, to send me 50 emails to bring the comment back, and I would do that. And they came through, and I'll tell you, man, I got
the pressure's 60. On. So. Yeah, the pressure is on. So we should be seeing a new comic tomorrow. Also joining us from his birthday bash last week, where he missed the show, but we missed him terribly, is Obsidian from commissionedcomic.com. Obsidian, hello.
You know, Scott, yogurt is healthy.
You know what? I've heard that yogurt is healthy, and I'm glad that you say that. Are you eating yogurt now? Is that what I'm hearing?
I'm drinking it, actually. It's not really that.
Dude, what thick. The hell is wrong with you people? Oh, yes, you can have that drinkable stuff. I forgot about that. That's true.
Oh, wait, so you don't have drinkable
No,
yogurt?
We do. I forgot about it. My kids, our family consumes its yogurt in long plastic tubes with hidden Shrek messages behind it, and Brian has to know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah, we do, too.
Yeah. What's that
it's
called,
either Shrek
anyway?
Or Scooby-Doo.
Yeah.
Go-Gurts.
Go-Gurt, thank you. Oh, someone in the chat room mentioned it as well. Let's mention them real quick. The chat room is live and open and going well on Ustream.tv. Welcome to everybody in there. I'll name a few names. Bean Man. These are going to be names I like. Chug-a-Lug, it sounds good to me. Deb-Drup. Genocide. Ew, that's kind of depressing. Hawkins. What?
Big Moopy.
Oh, Big Moopy. Moomin Biscuit. Yeah. Scott Fletcher. That name's always interesting. Never fails to impress. It's always good to have him here. Thanks, Scott Fletcher, by the way. He does our intros.
Hey,
I don't mention
man
this
Franks.
Enough. Yeah, old man Franks is in there. We can't forget him. But Scott Fletcher records our intros, does those cool little voiceovers and junk. When we ask the question, how are the graphics, we ask it in such a way that you cannot deny the power of the Fletch man, of P. Fletchy. So he's the man, and good to have him here. We don't give him near enough credit for all he does for the show. All right, let's do a damn show. First of all, I'm sick, dude. I don't get sick that often, but occasionally something will hit me, and this thing knocked me out like a linebacker. I woke up about 3 in the morning and just felt like terrible. Just completely run down. My back hurt. I was peeing like acid, which it really literally burned when I peed. I was like, what is wrong with
me?
No, I'm going to be fine. It's just some flu bug. Damn. But I had a fever all day. I got to 103 today. So I'm feeling really lethargic is the word, perhaps. Logy is another word.
Why don't Why don't you just die?
You want, just get up with me.
You just want all my stuff. No, I'm going to be fine, but it's I want you people to appreciate the fact that here we are trudging through yet another show. I could have easily have put this off and gone to sleep, but no. I'm right here.
So what do you want?
Yeah,
actually, you want an award, Scott? You want an award?
I would like an award, please. Sickest podcaster ever. Hey, and by the way, Len from Jawbone Radio is sick all the time. He's got permanent sickness. Lately, anyway. Maybe I got it from him. Maybe somehow I got a few ones and zeros his way, and he made me sick. I don't know.
Permanent sickness.
Yeah,
though.
Permasick Len. Dude, that guy's seriously sick. He had the worst summer. From June until now, he's had something.
Yeah.
So I worry about the poor little guy.
What are we talking about? I got this track.
Len from Jawbone. Jeez, you're all senile? You're 28.
Distracted.
Yeah, he's 28. He's all senile already.
Oh, what? So you're 28 and you can't get distracted? It just doesn't happen?
It happens occasionally. All right, quick mention of if you haven't gotten your hands on one, you still have an option to get a hold of an Extra Life t-shirt, either the How Are the Graphics shirt or the ELR shirt, for $9.95 right now. They're totally cheap. Go to myextralife.com, click on the store. $9.95.
$9.95.
Where are
you from, man?
$9.95. So get that. That's good times. And let's do a few birthdays. I'm just ripping through this stuff early because I'm so tired. I have to just keep the momentum going or I'm going to fall over. Birthdays. We have a few birthdays. So again, a belated happy birthday to O. He doesn't listen to the show, so he'll never know what you said last week for him.
I'm really awesome, you know, I'm having a birthday. And
you're awesome. But a bunch of people sent in tributes and stuff, and you missed them all. I feel bad about that.
Well, I can still listen to the show. I mean, it's not like you threw it out.
Well, you better do it then. I think you owe it to to little Timmy and his...
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm saying. All right.
Yeah.
Jim Dickerson, excuse me, did Rickson. Jim Dick Ricks did Rickson. That's how it's pronounced or spelled, I think. Hold on. Didrickson. Didrickson, right? Didrickson.
Sure.
Anyway, the last show, the last show recorded on O's birthday. Had I lived on your time, the show would be recorded on mine. I don't know what that means. Anyway, I guess on his birthday is what he's saying. It'd be cool for some recognition, but he wants to know if we're tired of doing birthdays, we don't have to do it. Well, we're going to do it anyway. Jim R. Dickerson, Dernickerson in Norway. Oh, that's why it's Norwegian. Crazy names over there. Freaking with your Nokia phones and your whatnot. Your free pot.
But I don't think it's free pot.
Yeah, Scott. Some of that.
I'm thinking of the Netherlands, right? Scott, isn't, where they, isn't it legal in the Netherlands?
I don't think the pot is ever free. I think it's just legal.
Oh, okay. Like the prostitution.
As long as you smoke in the bar.
So the prostitution isn't free either.
No, that's not free either.
I've been completely misinformed, dude. I've been totally misinformed. I blame Sebastian.
So I guess that ruins your trip there, huh?
No. Yeah, and Nokia is Finnish. I realize that. I'm teasing. I'm kidding around. And by the way, do you know they're still the world's largest supplier of cell phones? Little fact for you. Did you know?
Oh. Wow, that's fascinating, Scott.
Happy birthday, Jim Didrickson. Didrickson. And Evan Pappas, he says, hey, Scott and the Extra Life crew, this is Evan Pappas from the Canadia. Since it's my birthday on the 13th, I was hoping you could say my name on the show. Evan Pappas. Happy birthday on the 13th. Is that 2 days from now? Yeah. Congratulations, however old you are. You guys should tell us how old you are. It's not as fun if we don't know. And then lastly...
Okay, well, I'm 28, Brian is 52, and you're like 87, aren't you?
Well, I can't count that. Dude, can you imagine an 87-year-old trying to run a podcast? Forget it. I think I'd be done by then.
No, I think that's very mean of you, Scott. Isn't there like some old dude running a podcast? I mean, there's got to be.
I feel like an old dude running a podcast.
It's the old dude podcast.
Welcome to the podcast. I just removed my colostomy bag. I played an old man in a little stage play 2 nights ago. I almost videotaped it and then didn't.
But you know, an old man podcast would be awesome. You know, he'd probably at some point in the show, he'd start going like, why are you people listening to me?
Yeah. Get off my lawn. That's what I'd say. The get off my lawn show.com.
Get off my chat room. Get off my chat room.
Yeah.
What, Brian? Sorry.
Oh, yeah. We could have that guy as a guest.
Yeah.
The weirdo guy who used to do
family
the
Family Guy.
I'm just not going to bother.
No, dude, go. Ready, go.
No, and no. The guy who used to be on all the satellite channels.
Oh. You
know the guy I'm talking about?
Oh.
Really weird old dude. He had his own channel on the satellites.
Yeah. Someone will have to remind us. Anyway, Old Man Franks, we'll call it.
Yeah, Old Man Franks.
I don't know what his name was. Farting Preacher, part two. All right, let's move on from birthdays. Happy birthday to you all. There's a small bit of news that I just thought was interesting, and everybody's freaking out about it as if it means the end of the world. But BioShock, the folks behind the two finest Star Wars games ever, well, one of them, which was Knights of the Old Republic, and the Baldur's Gate series, and Neverwinter Nights.
Did you say the company's called BioShock?
No, did I say BioShock?
That's what you said.
I'm sorry, my bad. I meant BioWare. Dude, I'm sick, man. You gotta give me a break.
No.
No breaks for you!
I exist to point out your mistakes.
I appreciate
the reason
that.
I'm here.
I actually wrote it in the notes as BioShock, which is double stupid. Sorry, BioWare was bought out by Electronic Arts, or at least it was announced today, and everyone's flipping out as if this means the end of anything good from BioShock. I almost said BioShock again. I don't think that's necessarily true. Who cares? There's lots of examples of companies that get bought. The problem is some people will think that this is a good example of where it's a problem, but Bungie Studios was bought, at least a large portion of it was purchased by Microsoft, and they've done nothing but make... You know, one of the only games that's made them succeed in the console market. Some would argue, well, when it was an independent PC game, that was way cooler and this and that. But I don't know. I mean, what's EA going to do to ruin BioWare? Brian, do you have an opinion?
Just throw money at them and that's it.
Doesn't matter. EA is going to own everything eventually anyway. So just stop whining about it and let's move on.
You say just drink the Kool-Aid and just take our medicine? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. I'm saying.
All right.
No, I mean, I've never been fond of all those theories that all corporations are evil and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And they're just out to make money like everybody else. I mean, that's pretty much everybody's out to make a buck.
Yeah.
And I mean, I there's a lot of EA games I like. I mean, I'm a huge fan of Need for Speed.
Yeah, like there's plenty of stuff EA does that's just fine. It's just they're so big and people just see it as this huge thing. They do this to Microsoft. They're starting to do it again to Apple. They do it a lot to the big game publishers.
Whatever. It's natural for people to hate the big guy.
Wow, you know, I feel like a sellout right now.
A Cylon?
I feel like a sellout.
Oh, why?
We're all... Corporations are good. Corporations are bad.
You think we're not being true to our base? Like our listener base is going to go, what? These guys
screw
like
that
Electronic
crap.
Arts?
I can't believe this. Let's get outrageous.
Yeah.
Come on.
I just don't see it as that big a deal.
I'm pro. I'm pro corporation. Sorry.
Yeah. I'm pro free market, and I'm pro ideas like BioWare says, this could really give us a boost because now we can really throw money at some of these projects we want to get off the ground. Yeah. And this really helps EA because it gives them a developer people know and have a lot of respect for. And to me, I don't see it really as a big loss. It isn't like EA says, all right, BioWare, come on over here. And, by the way, all of you are fired, and we're going to change your name to BioWand, and you're going to make nothing but TV spinoff games for the rest of your life. That's not how it works. They want BioWare for a reason. They're not going to screw that up. They want BioWare because they're good at stuff, and they're going to make them do things that are good. So anyway, I think it's a lot of hullabaloo, and we just tend...
Whatever!
Yeah, on the internet, we get all worked up. Oh, yay, they're a big freaking juggernaut with giant nails ready to dig them into our soul, and I just don't buy it.
Anyway. Zoom's better than
well,
that.
Well, you know what? I got to be totally honest with you. I don't care. really. I mean, I just cannot find myself to be bothered to care. EA bought BioWare or BioShock in Scott's little Utah world.
Yeah,
I don't care.
You don't care.
I don't give a crap.
I like.
No,
that.
No, I really don't.
Yeah.
That Microsoft bought Bungie. I don't care.
You'll care when they come to your house and take your guns away.
Yeah,
you'll start caring.
You'll care then when your AK-47 collection's not there anymore.
They're not the only game company. They're not the last. I personally think that companies can start making crappy games with or without being bought by a huge corporation. And, I know absolutely so little
about the business and corporate world that I probably don't, I mean, I don't have a clue of how that works. And the most interesting part is that I bet most people are like that. I mean, I bet that most people that are whining and screaming and yelling that it's horrible that EA bought BioWare, they probably don't even know how that works. I mean, they probably don't even know how it goes. They don't even know what that's about, how the corporate world works.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what are you getting all excited about if you don't even know what that is about?
Yeah, no, that's a good point. It's a lot of hullabaloo about nothing. There's what I'm saying, though. This is the only thing I'm going to say, and then we'll move on. If you're going to have a company like EA, known primarily for its long-standing sports franchises, and you're going to have them buy somebody like BioWare, this is what I demand. I demand a hockey fantasy hybrid. I want to see plus 10 to one shot or hat tricks. And I want to see turn-based Dungeons and Dragons rules applied to everything you do in hockey. That's all I'm saying. They can do that. I'm down.
So you want turn-based hockey.
Come on, that's why these guys need to hire me, dude. I got brilliant ideas. Anyway. Let's move on.
Most boring hockey game ever.
Look, if what I say makes no sense in the morning,
but you should have said that with the voice. You should have done the comic guy voice. Oh, yeah. Burn. Yeah.
if everything I say in the morning doesn't make sense, I blame it on this fever. I'm seriously like right now I have the chills, and my wife says
you got a fever.
Fever. Okay, let's talk about something in computer.
You gotta say it with voice. You gotta say it. Fever. Go ahead.
Okay.
Try it.
One thing I want to say, there's one thing in computer games that I think is really well done.
Fever!
Steam. I can't talk. So you got your Steam over there with your Team Fortress 2 and your Counter-Strike and then your whole bunch of other kind of games and your whatnot. Owen and I were talking about this before the show started.
Yeah, you know what, Scott? Let me take it from here. You're a little bit sick.
Yeah, I'm ill.
So, earlier today, Scott and I, we were talking about Orange Box.
Like 10 minutes ago.
Scott, nothing can come out without Scott buying like 10 copies of it.
Yeah, right.
He's just that kind of guy. You know, he's that kind of guy everybody loves to hate, that he always buys everything and he has everything. He's a rich dude anyway.
Whatever.
Anyway, so Scott was... You know, he was telling me, he was actually very mean about it. He was going like, so do you have Orange Box yet? Like, no, Scott, I don't. Like, I bought 20 copies and I'm not giving you one.
Whatever, so, dude. Conversation never happened.
He needed one because Scott is not really as tall as he claims to be. So he needs extra boxes so he can sit on top of them and reach the screen.
Yeah.
He does that all the time. Anyway.
My name is
Pot.
But
anyway,
I'm going to start calling you
Pot.
It's not
about how much of a questionable human being Scott is.
We're going to call you Pot. We're going to call me Kettle, and then you got to call me Black if you can work that out. I'm back on the short thing, but go ahead.
Okay. Now, anyway, we're talking about Orange Box.
Yeah.
And I told Scott, you know, Scott, maybe someday when I'm even a fraction as rich as you are, I might consider buying Orange Box through Steam because they take PayPal now. And Scott said, well, if Steam were a man, I'd let him possess me sexually. So I said, well, Scott, that's kind of makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And Scott said, I want to make you uncomfortable.
you guys could hear these conversations.
It all went downhill from there.
Yeah.
It was really, really disgusting. But anyway, what I did manage to deduce from all the cursing and the sexual innuendo that Scott uses constantly in his conversation was that Scott really likes Steam. And even though I find it terribly disappointing that I agree with such a questionable human being as Scott, I believe that Steam is pretty cool too. And that's the end of our segment about Steam.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening.
I really like Steam. I think they've got it right, and I think all the other digital distribution models on PC games suck. And Steam is as close to doing it as right as anybody else. Brian, you ever use Steam?
No, I think it's crap.
Dude, you can get your enemy territory off Steam.
It's crap.
Get your enemy territory. Steam.
Crap.
Hello?
No, but you can't say something is crap just because. It's got to be crap for a reason.
All right, give us your reason. Why is it crap?
It's crap.
You're just saying
you're like a little boy. You're like a six-year-old.
There's steam coming off my crap is what you're saying.
It's a stupid name.
Oh, you don't like
the
name?
No, wait, you don't like it because of the name?
Well,
what kind
name.
Of a name is Brian?
It's a cool name. Steam? That's pretty stupid. What does that mean?
It means...
It's like an action.
Well, yeah. No, it's like a spinoff on it, because it's Valve Service kind of started it all, so it's like Steam off the Valve, right? Is that?
Oh,
whole...
in that case, oh, I love it now. No, it's still stupid.
So, wait a minute. You're telling me that you reject the Steam service because you don't like the name?
Yeah.
You're serious about this?
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. Okay. Yeah. That's
got to
awesome.
Stand for something,
dude.
Yeah. You know, liberty, justice, and cool names.
No, let me just say this beyond many listeners. I know that they'll be thrilled to know that Brian is at devil's advocate tonight because they haven't heard that in a while. We like that.
Yeah.
I want you to do that more.
Well, I wish he'd be a little bit more reasonable when he was, but yeah, sure.
Shut
why
up.
Not?
Brian, do you want to tell everybody do you want to tell everybody about your ingrown hemorrhoid that you got last week, or was that not true?
Yeah. Not that true? Was nice. Yeah, that was just an email. That was a blatant lie.
It was a lie. All right, because here's what I did, people.
Yeah, well, it's a lie now.
Here's what I did. I sent Brian an email saying, "Hey, next show's coming up. You guys have some topics you want to cover. Let me know." Blah blah blah. Brian writes back, "I have an ingrown hemorrhoid I'd like to talk about," or something like that. Was it that or an ingrown? I don't know.
Ingrown butt hair is what I think I said.
Maybe.
If we're gonna talk about that kind of stuff, maybe we should talk about, you know, my balls itch.
Ah, that's lovely.
No, really. I mean, don't. I mean, let's do some man talk. Why not?
Yeah, man talk always leads to.
Actually, don't you guys hate that? You know, like when it's really hot outside, and you're maybe riding in your car, maybe even sitting in your office, and. And all of a sudden, you get this tremendous itch in your balls. I mean, you just know it has something to do with the heat and the sweat. Women probably don't know what I'm talking about. Of course, I've always thought that women have got to get the itch like right underneath the boob. You know how you got the armpit? You know, basically, there's the armpit. Armpit is the area underneath the arm. So I call that the boob pit. You know, like the area right underneath the boob. I think that area in the woman should be pretty much the same as the balls in the man. You know, they itch and they sweat. That's really uncomfortable.
Dude.
You know, somebody should invent something for that.
They do.
It
starts with a B. It starts with a B. It ends with an A, and it has an R in the middle of it. That's what they wear them for. A bra.
Okay, so
will
what
do
about
the
balls? You wear a bra on your balls too?
No, it's a brawls. You need to get a pair of brawls. Oh man!
Have you guys ever sit on like a brick steps or anything and got up and your nuts were numb?
Dude, what the crap are you guys talking about? I don't think I've ever had either of these two. I didn't have either of these two problems.
Tell us about your balls, Scott.
I never had either of these two problems. All right, I will tell you this: when I was about 16, 17 years old, we went on they call it the Pioneer Trek. And you basically go up in Wyoming, and there's a stretch of land that you take where all the old Western pioneers going west for gold rush and all this. You follow the path that these guys took. And
is
it's
this
really,
eventually going to come to your balls?
Yes,
or not?
Yes. It's a really it's a really rough course of land. It's really hard. And the problem is that you're out there just walking in really hot, sweaty, disgusting summer weather in full like pioneer clothes to kind of help, you know, kind of get the sense for what things were like, and you're eating cornbread at night and living in a tent and all that. Well, you get the chafe of a freaking lifetime on that trip. I mean, you'll come home, dude, and it's like down to your ankles. It's so bad. So all I'm saying is anything where you got
is this
skin.
Your ball story is that one day you walked a lot?
Yes. The point is that,
no,
it was like 3 days.
So lame.
The point is that.
What are you, like, new to your balls or something?
Any skin that's not getting any air, that's like rubbing together, that's going to start A, a fire, or B, a lot of redness and itching. That's all
I'm saying.
You're
going to have to post like a disclaimer.
Your balls were on fire.
No, dude.
You know, we can do a new version of Pipi del Fuego. Now we can do Balls of Fire, and it would be Pelotas de Fuego.
Pelotas del Fuego. that sounds like a restaurant, dude. Yeah. Welcome to Pelotas del Fuego. How many in your party? Five. Okay, great. Our specials today. That's what it sounds like.
Should have been two.
Yeah.
you know what else? You know what I've tried? I've actually tried, sort of putting talcum powder in my boxers, and that doesn't work. It just makes it worse, really.
Yeah.
It doesn't work at all.
I feel bad for
And I've even tried using deodorant, you know, sort of like putting it on my ball. And that is horrible.
Dude.
Never.
It's like the roll-on?
What is wrong with you?
No, not roll-on. I mean, just, you know, gel. You know, that speed stick. I use speed stick. And, you know, just put it there on the balls like it's your armpit.
Have you ever used that? Have you ever used that disgusting deodorant, Tusty?
No.
Like, you know what I'm talking about?
No.
The deodorant for balls?
No, it's like this deodorant. It's like this deodorant paste. And it comes like in a little container. It's almost like hair gel stuff. Yeah, and you like you reach your finger in there. It's really nasty.
Dude, what the hell's wrong with you people?
What is that?
Both of you have weird habits. All right, look, not to be
left
out. Are you
sure it wasn't? Are you sure it was deodorant?
You sure it didn't say Tiger Balm on the outside of that thing? Listen.
Okay, and no, wait. Before you go on, Scott, I just want to tell people. I take showers sometimes 2 or 3 times a day. I'm a very clean person. But, I mean, any man that is going to come up to me and say, you know, my balls don't itch or my balls don't sweat,
first off,
they can't
punch
be a man. I mean, maybe they live in some frozen place, which I suppose is going to give you different ball problems altogether.
All right. Here's what I was going to say, just so I'm not the only one with a weird hat, or you guys aren't the only one with weird personal hygiene habits. I have to tell you about this one, and it's a little embarrassing. But the only deodorant I have found over the years that truly works for me, okay, and I'm not talking about down there where O likes to put his. I'm saying what the natural use of deodorant is under your freaking man pits, all right? That the only kind that's ever worked well for me is Women's Secret.
I knew it. I knew I was going to say that.
So you wear Women's Secret?
I'm admitting it right now. We will occasionally, the problem is I can't find anything else that works as well. So my pH balance, freaking feminine, whatever, is all off whack. Because it works for me and it's awesome, so I've now let
strong
it out
enough,
there.
Man.
I'm a big enough man to admit
month,
it.
Once about every month for about 5 days, you got to use Woman's Secret.
Yeah, and see, this isn't as embarrassing as that. O uses a Massengill douche to clean his teeth. So I'm just throwing that out there. We all use feminine products for one thing or another.
That's disgusting,
Brian.
Let me think about what I use. Let me think.
Brian stopped all his bloody noses with a tampon. Dude, we're going to get in trouble on this freaking episode.
Why? Who are we going to get in trouble with?
Readers, listeners, I can see the iTunes reviews now. 2 stars. It used to be awesome, but these guys talked about tampons for an hour.
Now they got potty mouth all of a sudden.
No, we don't have potty mouth. I mean, a ball is a ball. I mean, for you people know, I could be talking about beach balls.
Well, let's hope that that's what they think. All right, let's move on.
Or baseball.
Yeah, let's move on. You know what this all started from? This all started from the freaking steam. Oh, no, it didn't. It was Brian's ingrown.
Now actually we can put together steam and balls because doesn't it make you guys uncomfortable when you go to something like a sauna? You know, balls.
Yeah,
because
there's other grown. It's because there's other grown naked men in there, dude. That's why I'm embarrassed. That's my
balls
problem.
In the
sauna.
Wild.
Someone put some water on those rocks. I ain't doing it. I ain't getting up. Okay, it was about Brian's ingrown hemorrhoids.
Sure, we need to close the sauna now. Well, get out.
All right, I want to talk. Oh, what time is it? How long have we gone here? Good heavens, we're taking a break. When we come back, I want to talk about what I believe are the 2 best new TV shows this season, and I have clips, and I want to talk about them a little bit. And I think Brian's seen some of these. Oh, probably has not because he doesn't watch TV. So that'll give us a nice break from O. I kid. But we'll do that and a few more things when our program continues.
Remember, kids, even you can grow up to be a total loser. Oh, yes!
Everybody, we're back. Welcome back to the show. Thanks for not leaving after our little sack conversation.
Yeah, we were talking the sack.
Welcome back to the program. Okay.
So is this like the sack show?
No, this is not the sack show. This is what we're going to talk about now. We got some really cool
stuff.
This
is a podcast with ball.
I'm going to give you some advice. Do you guys want some advice?
Give me some Scott Johnson advice.
And now let's listen to Scott for advice. Welcome to Scott's Advice. I have some advice, and my advice this week is the two shows you must be watching on TV if you're watching TV at all and call yourself any kind of geek. I've mentioned one of these before on a previous show, so it won't be that new, but I have clips this time, and I think you'll be really into it. So, Obsidian, have you watched any of the new season's television programming?
You haven't said the show.
Have you watched anything, though? Like anything from this season, this fall season, have you watched anything of interest?
How do I know if it's from this season?
You're living in the torrent zone. All right.
Yeah.
I got an email, or I got a private message just now in the chat room from Greyjoy, who says, I don't watch TV. This is the part of the show that Greyjoy will not enjoy, then. It'll be Grey not enjoy. All right. Here we go. Let me tell you about the show. My biggest pick of the year, without question, and by far and beyond anything else, is Pushing Daisies.
Have you
seen it, Brian?
Oh, yeah.
I think the show is insanely awesome. I absolutely love the concept. I love the
premise.
What's
it about?
Okay, I'll tell you what it's about. Well, you know what? This clip will tell you what it's about. It's about a minute long. It is described to us by the voice of Jim Dale, who narrates all the Harry Potter books on the audio on the CD versions and has an amazing voice, and also plays himself as a good guy and a bad guy in Hot Lead and Cold Feet. Just wanted to throw that in there, 1968. Here it is, Pushing Daisies. This is just from the first episode and really the first scene. Check it out.
At this very moment in the town of Coeur de Coeur, young Ned was 9 years, 27 weeks, 6 days, and 3 minutes old. His dog, Digby, was 3 years, 2 weeks, 6 days, 5 hours, and 9 minutes old. And not a minute older. This was the moment young Ned realized he wasn't like the other children, nor was he like anyone else for that matter. Young Ned could touch dead things and bring them back to life.
Okay, that's basically the premise. The show is not about a little kid all the time. It just gives this backstory of this dude when he was a kid. And his weird ability, he finds out after he touches his dead dog, is that he can bring anything back to life. Now, there is no spoilers here because this is the entire premise of the show. So this is not like I'm giving anything away.
It's like in the first 5 minutes of the show, there's just
about that. That's exactly, the first minute, really. Heard right there was the first 52 seconds of the first episode of Pushing Daisies. And here's how it works. Oh, and you'll like this because you're into all like zombie reanimation and all that sort of thing in your little lair down there. So every show will deal with somebody who dies. And, well, let me back it up. In this first episode, this girl that he knew when he was a kid, who he'd loved as a kid, ends up dying later in life. But the point of the story about when he's a kid is he realizes after a while that he can bring all sorts of things back to life. But if they're alive for longer than a minute, then the death is transferred to something else in the proximity of the area, some equivalent thing, like another dog, or in the case of the opening show, it was a squirrel or something that was in the place they were running around. So in that first minute,
that back to life?
He can zip. Well, here's what he... No, you can't. That's permanent. See, that's the trick. If he brings the dog back to life, then he can never touch the dog again, or it dies for good. And if he... And in that case, the squirrel...
Touch the dog again.
Yeah, he cannot ever touch this dog again. And if it's a person...
Now the squirrel dies.
If it's the person, the squirrel's dead, and so you're done. But no big...
Can't you go touch the squirrel and bring her back to life?
No, the squirrel is dead. Well, maybe. Maybe you can, actually. No, you can't. Because I think you can't after that.
Can I just ruin your show for you, Scott?
Yeah, you may have confused me. But anyway, I can't remember if he can do that or not. But the point is this. So he gets... As he's older... he can bring just about anything back to life so long as he doesn't touch it again. So if he touches a dead guy and brings it back, if he touches him again in that first minute, nobody else will have the death, and that guy's permanently dead now. Does that make sense? You guys got it?
I'm with you.
It sounds
you
a little confusing. You've seen it, so yeah. Anyway, it was way good. The premise is totally out there. It's got kind of a dark sort of tone to it at times. It's very, what's his name? It's very Tim Burton-ish, in my opinion.
Yeah.
It's very Tim Burton-ish, which I know O is a big Tim Burton fan, would probably really enjoy it.
Yes, I am.
Even the music is very Danny Elfman-ish. Anyway, it's quite good, and if you're not watching it, then you're a big dummy. Highly recommend it. Okay, I got a clip from the other show, which I think is my second favorite show of this season, as far as new shows go. We've mentioned it on the show before, and that show is Reaper. Let's hear a clip, and then we'll talk about it on the other side.
Morning, Linda Blair.
Hilarious.
Can you do that?
What?
Can you turn your head all the way around?
Sock, I'm not possessed.
Yeah, okay.
My parents sold my soul to the devil, and I'm a bounty hunter for hell. Totally different.
Have you even tried to turn your head all the way around?
Yeah, it totally doesn't work. Ah! Sock! Are we done? Are we done? Yeah?
Yep.
All right, we're done.
Ow!
Now we're done.
So what, you didn't open the box yet?
No.
You don't want to know what the devil gave you?
Yeah, I know what he gave me. Another vessel to capture souls.
Who've escaped from hell. Yeah.
Sock, we almost died the last time, okay? And somebody ended up hospitalized.
Don't you understand what's going on here? You finally found the one thing that you're good at. You sent an escaped soul back to hell, and you kicked ass. We kicked ass.
Listen, I'm good at stuff, okay? Other stuff, right?
Yeah, you do rock the house in Guitar Hero.
That's what I'm talking about.
Just let me open the box.
No, you can't open the box. It's at my house.
What, are you kidding me? It's right there.
I can't believe it's stalking me.
Oh.
All right. That show is... Okay. Oh, you said on the show before one of your favorite TV shows was Brimstone. Yeah, remember Brimstone?
And, you know, I was listening to that, and that is the same premise of Brimstone, except Brimstone was not a comedy.
No, you're exactly absolutely right. It is Brimstone exactly. He deals with the devil directly. He sends him on these errands. He does this stuff. The difference is the devil, or the show is just not serious. It's a total comedy. I mean, there's a few moments, but it's like Buffy the Vampire Slayer and a Kevin Smith movie mashed in together with Brimstone. It's mostly about the kind of goofy dialogue between these two buddies. It is the only show I can mention or I can think of in the last, I don't know, 2 or 3 years that literally makes me laugh while I listen or while I watch it. It's very funny.
Well, you know what show I was watching, but of course this is all late. This is, you know me. I like to review old stuff. But, I was watching Supernatural, and
what was it?
I mean, if they're Supernatural,
yeah,
Supernatural.
I saw both seasons of Supernatural, and I really liked it. I mean,
they're
going to make another season of that. I'm definitely going to look forward to
that. They already
are. Started this past week. Yeah,
I saw the new one. The new one actually tonight is a new episode, and I saw last Thursday's, and it was awesome. So, good stuff. They started it off with a bang.
Is that going to be any good?
New season of what?
Heroes.
Oh, Heroes. Okay, Brian.
I watched the first couple.
I don't know if you've
watched
you seen the first two? Three?
Yeah, I think I've seen the first two. I've seen the first one. Okay, I'm sorry, I haven't seen two yet.
I've seen the first three, and I got to tell you, people, and I know maybe it'll come around, but I am not impressed so far. It's boring me. I'm really just not excited about it. There's nothing going on that really makes me go, ooh, wowee. And it's kind of like how it started for me last year, and it got better, so I'm hopeful.
That was what I was about to ask. I mean, Heroes was off to a pretty slow start.
Yeah. Maybe they just do that every season, and I guess maybe I can live with it, but I don't know. The going back in time crap and everything's just...
That was useless.
Yeah.
What about the new season of Prison Break? I mean, what else can you do? Though?
Okay, Prison Break. I got to tell you, dude.
Yeah, they got to break out of prison again. But...
Well, let me just... Okay, here's the thing. I was really into Prison Break the first season. I thought it was great. I love the whole gritty, trying to get out of prison thing. I was hooked all season long. Second season started, and they're on the run. And that got old for me real quick. In fact, as it like maybe 4 episodes in, I gave up on it. So I pretty much saw none of season 2. When I heard that season 3 was them back in some Panamanian prison that was run by the inmates, sign me back up. Now, I know it's ridiculous, and there's no way some of these same people be in the same damn prison again. I get that. I know it's a huge leap of faith. I don't care, though. They're back to the core of why I like the show in the first place, and I really like it so far. They're up to 4 episodes, and I've totally enjoyed it. So there's your answer right there, buddy. Take that to the bank. Put that in the bank and save it.
Is 24 going to make a new season?
Yeah, it's January, though. It's ways off.
I mean, you got to feel sorry for Zach Bauer. I mean, that guy has the worst life ever.
Yeah, no.
Jack, you mean? Not Zach.
Jack.
I like Zach Bauer.
Zach Bauer.
Yeah, Zach. He's his lost brother.
Yeah.
He's going to be back.
They'd replace him like they did with the Duke boys. It's Coy and Vance.
I feel bad that he got in trouble with...
is going to jail?
Yeah.
That's going to put a damper on it.
Didn't him and his dad got drunk and wrecked a car and killed a hooker or something, and now he's in jail? Something like that? I'm not spreading rumors.
Do you feel bad for him?
I do. I like Kiefer Sutherland, and he was kind of clean for a while.
Oh, yeah. So you know, they should just say, you know what? You're Kiefer Sutherland. Scott likes you. Let's not throw you in jail for driving around drunk and killing hookers.
Yeah, you freaking idiot. But yeah, I'm a big fan of all those shows, and I'm really happy to be in the new season. Looking forward to Lost, looking forward to Battlestar Galactica, looking forward to 24. There's lots of good stuff coming, and these two new series are really clicking for me. I've given up on Chuck. I'm done with Chuck.
Yeah.
I just think I don't know. It ain't no Reaper, let's put it that way. That show doesn't make me laugh. It isn't really interesting. The acting's kind of dumb. The blonde chick's hot, but that's all I really got going for it. Yeah, not really into it. And once there was some other show I was kind of going to watch. Oh, I started watching that New Orleans show, that K-ville show.
K-ville, yeah.
Because I like the crazy fat dude that's in it. He makes me laugh sometimes. He was the computer hacker in Transformers.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't think of his name, but he makes me laugh. And I like this idea of a cop show in New Orleans because that is one gritty hellhole. I know that we have some listeners from New Orleans. Trust me.
Are you offended them all?
No, this has nothing to do with Katrina, dude. Trust me. She was raised like 20 or 30 minutes away from New Orleans. So I was going, we used to go down there all the time for family visits and stuff. There are parts of that city that are awesome and amazing cultural centers of life. And then there are other parts that make you want to stab yourself in your eye with a pen. It's just hard to deal with. Anyway, no offense to anybody who lives there.
Isn't that like every city in the world?
Most cities, yeah, I guess so. I don't like big cities. So New Orleans, you're not, you know, the worst on my list. But the food, the food is good. I like the food. Can you bring me the food?
That's where your brain is.
Yeah, but the lady who stumbled out of her house near where I was eating the food saying, I can't find my needle, I can't find my needle, as she's digging around in the grass, that didn't really improve my opinion of things. Right in the French Quarter, right where all the tourists are. Nice. And this was years ago. This was like, I don't know.
Maybe she was crocheting.
Yeah, that was it. Where's my needle? I've got to finish this shawl for my grandmother. I look like a junkie. I'm just really into my sewing. Anyway.
Yeah. Cross stitch. It's awesome. I need some more cross stitch. Gotta have it.
Hey, at the end of the show, by the way, we're going to do a little interview with old man Franks. So be ready for that. We're gonna ask him where he comes from, what he's all about. See what the old man, why the old man's interested in even listening to the show and participating the way he does. I'd really like to know that. Anyway. Let's move on. So that was good. Okay, I have another thing that's not really advice, but this is just something just to look out for. And I would really like to know the difference between what I'm about to tell you and how it goes in Colombia, okay? Here in the America, in America, North America, we have this thing called we have things called highways and freeways.
Yeah.
And they're made of something other than dirt and the bodies of slain victims. Yeah. I'm kidding. But today I noticed something. I had to do a bunch of errands this morning. Maybe part of it was because I was feeling so rotten, but I had to run some videotape all around town to these different locations because we do this. It's a long story why I have to do that. But I'm out there running around, and it occurred to me that I almost gotten, I don't know, four or five wrecks. People were really, really stupid, turning down the wrong directions, going up the one way, the wrong way, all these sorts of things, not turning their signal on, cutting people off. And I'm on the same highways and freeways and stuff when I go to work in the morning and when I leave at night to come home, and I don't have any of those problems. So my question is it because people aren't normally out at that time, and so they don't, or the people that are out at that time aren't used to big traffic situations and lots of merging and everybody cooperating, and so they're just stupid?
Yeah, it's a totally different traffic. I've noticed that myself. Actually, when I was working, I just don't care much for the 8 o'clock crowd because they seem to be in such a hurry and they're always late.
Yeah, that's the truth.
So they're always riding your butt, and it's like, get off. But then, like at 9:30, it's like,
your butt.
Yeah, ride your butt.
The
8
o'clock crowd is riding your butt. Is that what you just
said? Yeah, because they all woke up late.
I just wanted to point
they're
that
all
out.
Pissed off.
Yeah.
They're all trying to get to work.
Yep. But they're a little more sane in the morning. In the afternoon, like the 12 o'clock people, those people are freaking retarded.
About the lunchtime crowd? Oh, yeah, they're retarded.
That's what I mean. It's like the morning and the night people, I can count on some regular behavior. But the daytime people, that was like, let's see what random way I can die today. That's really how I was feeling. I was like, oh, my gosh, what is up with these people? So, yeah, it was crazy. Hold on. Old man Franks is chatting with me.
How it is in Colombia.
Yeah, how is it in Colombia? That was my question in the first place. What is it like? Is there a difference? Does anyone care? Are there traffic lights? Do people adhere to any sort of laws? Are they just flying all over the place like crazy people, or how does it go?
Okay. I'll tell you how traffic is in Colombia, and I'll compare it to traffic in the U.S., because, of course, I've been to the U.S. Okay. Now, take your worst traffic day ever. A day that was probably on the news or anything. Or the days that you just said, you know what, I'm thinking about selling my car now. I hate this.
Okay.
And that is not even a good day here. Here we got the worst traffic ever all day. You got people cutting people off, people not stopping at the stoplights. People speeding.
People on bikes.
I mean, here they have this little interesting thing. They paint stars on the street where people got hit by a car. So, you know, people remember and people see it and they go like, hey, you know, somebody got hit by a car here. And the streets are filled with stars.
That's
you got,
crazy.
I must say, yeah.
So wait a minute. So...
We got outer space here on our street.
Well, it's better than China. My time in China, I saw people get in a wreck in front of me and then just leave their cars and walk away and leave them there. So,
I forget it.
Yeah, forget it. No time for this. I walk away. No one had insurance.
I got some lead to put in the paint. Time for this.
Dude, I haven't heard you do an Oriental accent. They love it when you call them Oriental,
too. Yeah,
I never
heard that. That's pretty awesome.
My brother kicks me when I call him Oriental. Like, hey, Matt, how's my favorite Oriental? That's a rug. You shut up. Anyway. Okay. That's good stuff. But I'm warning people, just stay away from that.
Never come to drive to Colombia.
Yeah. All right. I want to play this real quick. This is something I found in a little film. Maybe this is more advice. You need to be careful of guys sitting in a car while you're playing basketball or baseball with your buddies. How did I learn this? From a small 2-minute clip I gathered from a film made in 1952 called, where is it here? It is called Boys Beware.
Interesting.
And it is 400 pounds of awesome.
I'm Lieutenant Williams, a police officer attached to the juvenile division. I'm on my way to Monroe Junior High School to talk to a group of young people. That looks innocent enough, doesn't it? Lots of young people hitchhike. Seems like a good way to get from one place to another. But sometimes there are dangers involved that never meet the eye. Let's take the case of Jimmy Barnes. Jimmy played baseball all afternoon, and he didn't feel like walking home, so he decided to thumb a ride. He'd done it 100 times before, and he didn't think anything was unusual when the driver struck up a friendly conversation. In fact, he seemed like a real nice guy. He asked Jimmy if he played baseball in the park often. The stranger was a good listener, too, and it only seemed minutes before they pulled up in front of Jimmy's house. When Jimmy got out, the stranger gave him a friendly pat. Then he told him he'd see him again, as he always drove by the park on his way home. Sure enough, the following day, when Jimmy finished playing ball, well, the man was there waiting. They stopped at a drive-in, and the stranger treated him to a Coke. During their conversation, he told several off-color jokes, but Jimmy had heard others before, and, well, it made him feel big to so easily win the confidence of an older person. The following Saturday, they went fishing together. By now, they were using first names. Ralph said it was more friendly. Jimmy hadn't enjoyed himself so much in a long time. Then during lunch, Ralph showed him some pornographic pictures. Jimmy knew he shouldn't be interested, but, well, he was curious. What Jimmy didn't know was that Ralph was sick, a sickness of the mind. You see, Ralph was a homosexual. Ralph was generous and took Jimmy many interesting places and did many nice things for him. He bought presents and even gave him money, but payments were expected in return. When Ralph first asked Jimmy to go fishing alone, he should have discussed it with his parents or teacher.
My gosh, all right.
Yeah, Gumbo, you know, he went down a dark path.
Man, that is awesome. Yeah. That is awesome. You know, he was sick, a sickness of the mind.
Yeah.
Sickness of the mind.
And it was the only one, or not the only one, it was just one of many examples in that film of these kids in peril with these, and it wasn't like, okay, the funny thing about it, the juxtaposition of this program, show, was not to say, watch out for pedophiles. That's not that wasn't the point of it. It was watch out for gay men.
That's funny.
And so I just find it amazing to me. That back then, I guess I shouldn't find it amazing.
The two were interchangeable.
Well, I was just raised. Yeah, I was just raised different.
It was pretty surprising that that was the sickness of the mind. No, he was sick. I thought he was going to say he was a pedophile.
No.
Yes, what I thought too.
Exactly. It blows your mind.
I mean, if you're an old man and you want to go abuse a little girl, then it's okay, probably.
Back then, that was all right. No, I don't know. I was raised different. I was raised to be more tolerant. So when I hear this kind of stuff, I'm thinking, this is what they were telling people? This is what they had to watch in school? No wonder everyone beat up on gay people back then.
Exactly.
That's ridiculous.
But you know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking the little kid. I'm thinking he was probably, into it.
Well, he was. He was 16 or 17, so
hey,
it wasn't like
Orn,
this little kid.
Thanks, man.
Yeah. Hey, thanks, Ralph. I appreciate that. Going fishing, looking at porn. What else is there to like?
Yeah, no. But you know, I'm thinking that kid, he probably liked men too because, you know, he was really into it. So, you know, when the guy probably got, well, what was the kid's name?
Billy. Of course, Billy, dude.
Well, yeah, of course. But so when the guy went, you know, hey, Billy, you want to touch me here? He probably went like, oh, no, my boyfriend wouldn't like it.
You know, oh, that's terrible.
I got some porn in my pants.
It was just weird because he was like baiting the hook on the fishing pole, and they're just sitting there. And he just out of this random moment pulls out the stack of cards, I guess, that were like porny cards and said, here, have a look at these, son. It's just kind of weird. Anyway, but there were.
Have you ever seen one of those stack of cards?
No,
Scott?
Never in my life.
Oh, of course not. You've never seen them. Now, you know the funny thing is those stacks of cards, they're awful. And I'm not talking about awful as in, you know, maybe distasteful or something like that. I'm talking about that is some of the lamest porn I have ever seen.
Yeah.
It is absolutely lame. The stacks, you know, the porn cards I've seen, they got like ugly women. We're talking about 80s women with the droopy boobs and stuff like that.
Oh my gosh, dude. Listen to you with your droopy boobs and your whatnot.
Well, that's when they made all of them back in the 80s. They don't make any new ones. Yeah, there's the same ones
over and
over again.
True enough, yo. All right, let's bring in old man Franks. Man, I had it with the gay thing. I'm just kidding. All right, let's bring this in. We're gonna ask him a few questions. We get requests to find out more about old man Franks, and here's our chance to learn about the old guy and find out what makes him tick. Got a few questions for him, bringing him right into Skype.
Sure, he won't answer when we call him, but he calls us first thing.
Yeah, what's going on, old man?
Hey guys, how's it going?
Hey, who is this?
It's old man Franks. Turn it.
Oh, you sounded like
why are you talking with your? With your, you know, mundane voice.
Yeah, you sound like a normal guy for a second there.
Sorry, I had some in my throat.
All right, good. Hey, we have some questions for you. You okay with that?
Yeah, shoot. What you got, darn it?
All right, so old man Franks has become a bit of a fixture on the show. He's a self-made, pissed-off old man. His interests, as I understand them, are getting kids off of his lawn and complaining about the music they listen to today, right?
Yeah, that's about right. Getting them to give me my food back that they keep stealing.
All right, darn it. So here's your questions. How old a guy are you, old man Franks?
I am 76 years young, darn it.
Wow, that's not bad. You're pretty cranky for 76. I'm impressed.
You don't know the neighborhood kids around here.
Is there an old lady Franks in your life?
There was. Thanks for bringing up painful memories, darn it.
All right, I'm concerned about how she died, but I won't ask. Do you play video games, old man Franks?
Yes, I do.
Name some favorites. What do you like to play?
Well, I'll tell you, I like me some Halo, but I don't really like all these kids that keep playing, so I play, the single player.
Yeah.
I like some old school Command & Conquer, darn it.
All right. You live in a barrel? Is that what I'm hearing over there? You're in a barrel right now?
No, I do not live in a barrel. I live in a nice apartment building.
All right. Very nice. Brian.
My voice, darn it.
Brian and O, do you have any questions for old man Franks?
Yes. Absolutely. Tell us about the darn it. I definitely want to know more about the darn it.
Yeah, it's almost like a punctuation for him. He has to end every sentence in it almost.
Well, first time I called the LR, I was just so cranky I had to swear. But I was like, it's a family show. Maybe I should just say darn it or darn it.
And it stuck. So you're saying that the first time you called our show was the first time you uttered the words, your now famous word, darn it.
That is true.
That's impressive. Very impressive. Brian, do you have a question?
Yeah. Have you started wearing adult diapers yet?
Hello? Old man Frank?
Darn it.
Baby.
Okay, I got another question.
Okay, go ahead. I thought we lost you.
Go ahead.
You probably, Mr. Franks, you've probably noticed that today is the ball show. And
no.
I was wondering, I've been told that when you get old, your balls start to get more affected by gravity. I was wondering just how low do your balls hang? Oh, man, Franks.
OMF, you got that?
I guess you wouldn't know if you
checked your socks or not.
He's looking, dude. He's checking.
Little past mid thigh.
Ben, don't.
All right. Well, that's awesome. Those are all the best answers I could have ever offered up, and it's good to get to know old man Franks just a little bit more than we did before. Do you have anything you want to tell us before we let you go?
I appreciate all you do and letting me be on the show.
Yeah.
And in honor of Obsidian, FIBA, darn it.
All right, he's out of there. Thank you, old man Franks, or as the kids like to say, OMF. The skizzy and the whoozits and the thing and the wicka wicka wicka. All right, I'm tired. That isn't going to about do it.
You know, the cool thing is that OMF, I mean, if you just read it, goes like oomph.
Oomph. Oomph.
Oomph.
Oomph, darn it.
Yeah, oomph. Oomph.
Darn it.
Oomph.
We need to make some darn it t-shirts. I'm not sure we'd sell that many, but maybe we could. I don't know. but that's going to do it for the end of this show, folks. That was ELR number 155. Only 45 more shows until we end this thing. thanks, everybody, for being here. I want to thank our sponsors again. Thanks, GoDaddy.com. Thanks to Brian. Thanks to O. Thanks to Sebastian. Thanks to Old Man Franks for being on here and doing the stuff he does. Big thanks to Scott Fletcher. Thanks to all of you who listen and hang out and have a good time. Thanks to Rico. And thanks to my mom, who birthed me many years ago. If you guys want to be a part of the show, visit myextralife.com. You'll find everything you need to know there. If you want to contact us, myextralife@gmail.com or extralifradio@gmail.com. I'll accept both. It doesn't matter. If you want to call us, you can call the Gob Line. That number is 801-471-0GOB. And if you say something cool, we might just play it next week for show number 156. Everybody have a great week.
DK's going to be a new show.
Word that he is up at like 4 o'clock in the morning. What have you done for me, lady?
Super Nintendo Chalmers?
Nintendo.
Enough with my testicle difficulties. Too bad the Japanese killed you. I can call him Pubis McPubis Pants and he wouldn't even know. I'm going to go with a little of both.
Oh, Sherry.
That's not engagement material. That's poop. Too bad that Chuck E. Cheese was such a tanker for you. Brian puts razor blades in his candy bars. Killer washer dryer combo. Dude, the girl in that thing makes me melt like butter. This would appear to be a sequel of some sort. It's totally weird. No question about it. I don't know what they were thinking, right, smoking, or doing.
Hey, Scott. This is Len over for Jawbone Radio. I feel compelled to call in because of a caller here at the early top of your show saying that because you have moved your show to Thursdays, he doesn't know what to do or something like that. Anyway, because I can't be a guest. And believe me, that has crossed my mind as well. So I'm actually thinking of maybe moving the show to Tuesday nights just to balance this all out because, you know, I can't not be a guest on the Extra Life Radio. It's one of my favorite podcasts. And I certainly love to be part of the family if you'd have me. So there you go. I don't really know what's going on with the show because we're having a baby, but who knows? I am looking for some guest hosts. So if there's anybody that'd be interested in guest hosting the Jawbone Radio, possibly with me, or just taking over, who cares? that'll be in the future. So anyway, Fert, see you later. Bye.
Hey, Extra Life Radio, this is Fessworks, and I just wanted to tell you guys about my experience with Madison, Wisconsin's first ever GeekCon. It was held on October 6th and 7th at the University of Wisconsin, and they even got video coverage on CNN. This first year convention was open to all things geek, and originally conceived about a year ago, they thought that maybe they'd get 300 people tops. And in the last few weeks, online pre-registration went over 600, and when the moment of truth arrived, they had over 1,800 in attendance, so highly successful. Tons of people in costume, including Vash the Stampede, several Link characters, a couple of Trekkies, and some Star Wars cosplayers, some Ren Fair women, and some very sexy anime women. Even Haruko from Furikuri was there. There's just too many to list, but a couple of unexpected ones were Captain N, Brave Knight Sir Robin, and even a TARDIS. It was sweet, and I sent you guys some links so you could see some of the pictures I took. There were also a multitude of panels on costumes, costume design, music, art, anime, and even one on webcomics, which I was fortunate enough to speak on. Ed Dunphy from the Lab Rats webcomic had invited me along. Justin Pierce of Wonderella, and even Tim Demeter from Reckless Life was there. We talked a bit about how we started our webcomics, the tools we used, and what we'd recommend to people that are interested in getting involved in webcomicking. I even presented a piece on Jenny Everywhere, the open source free to use superhero comic character, and still being an amateur webcomicer, it was really fun to be a part of something like this, and I was glad to be able to share my experiences with other people interested in the field. There was also a song and dance mixer at GeekCon, which geeks among geeks danced with one another to J-pop and anime music. For one song, a bunch of geekers jumped up and danced the performance to the ending song of The Melancholy of Haruhi Suzumiya. If I said that right. Good geeky fun. I even submitted some pictures to you guys for that. Special guests from Blame Society Productions was even there, showcasing their Chad Vader series. If you guys have not seen Chad Vader, you got to get off your butts and get over to YouTube or to their website and check out their their first season is 8 episodes. The series basically follows Chad Vader, which is Darth Vader's not as cool and lamer brother. And he works as a day shift manager at Empire Market. And it's really well put together. It's really funny, and I think you guys would love it if you haven't already seen it. And so I got to meet them, and they talked a bit about what their upcoming projects were. And so that was really cool. So I had a really great experience there, and this was my first convention, and I'd love to do it again. Being that it's even just 5 hours away from me, I'd even like to have a booth or speak on a panel again next year. Being that it was held at the university, I don't know how close it is to how it is at a regular convention, but with this turnout, I'm really sure that they're going to be doing this again next year. They were talking about possibly at a different facility as well. But, well, just wanted to let you guys know about GeekCon and my first experience at a convention, and, well, just that we're a bunch of really big geeks up here in the Midwest. Keep up the good work with Extra Life Radio, guys. I'm out.
This is your weekly dose of BS with Alexis Santos. This week, despite the fact that he's dead, Saddam Hussein will release his new book, WMDs, If I Had Them, Where I'd Hide Them. Hussein's book will be bundled with O.J. Simpson's book, If I Did It, Confessions of a Killer. And returning from a six-year hiatus from terrorism, Osama bin Laden will also release his new book this week. It's titled Uncle Ahmed's Cabin, in which he explains how he built his Uncle Ahmed's Cabin in Northern California last year. Another famous book released this week comes from America's very own Bill Clinton, entitled A Not-So-Critical Critical Analysis of Dr. Seuss's One Fish, Two Fish, Red Fish, Blue Fish. Tupac Shakur will also have his new book, Yo Man, I Ain't Dead, I Been With Jimmy, on store shelves this week. Tupac details his adventures in Europe with Elvis Presley and Jimmy Hoffa. The following is an excerpt from his book. Me and Jimmy was out drinking with a couple of bleeps and bleeps. Then we started walking, and we just ended up at the bottom of that great salt lake. That's where we met up with my home diggity dog, Elvis, who was keeping it real at the bottom of that big blue wet thing. You know what I mean? 'Cause I'm serial about this. I'm so serial, I'm that Quaker Oats homie from the Quaker Oats box. This has been this week's newest BS book releases, brought to you by ELR and the Guatemalan government. Viva la ELR y viva la revolución! And remember, now you know the rest of the story.
Hello, Extra Life Radio listeners. This is Rico from the Treks in Sci-Fi podcast, which can be found at treksinscifi.com, with this week's review. This is not so much of a review this week as it is a heads up. The original Star Trek series, that of course played about 40 years ago in the 60s, is coming to movie theaters next month on one night only, November 13th. Yes, you're going to be able to see the two-parter classic episode, The Menagerie, in movie theaters on November 13th, which is a Tuesday. This is a special event. They're going to have a special 30-minute showing also during this with a message from Gene Roddenberry's son talking about the remastered Star Trek episodes that have been shown on networks for about the last year, and they're continuing to do this. It's going to be a remastered, high-def version of the two-parter The Menagerie, along with, like I said, this 30-minute behind-the-scenes making of special. It's a really cool event, so if you're a Star Trek fan or somebody who'd just like to check it out in the movie theaters, which Star Trek hasn't really been on the movie screen in a while, take a look for this. You can find out more information at StarTrek.com. This is Rico signing off for this week.
Fascinating.
Forgive me, Father, for I have sneezed.
Bless you, my son.
Scott, dude, this is Josh. Hey, I think my Wii is a Cylon, dude. Holy crap. I swear, that thing is blue all the time, and it's just pulsing. Goodbye.
Hi, this is James from Seattle. I'm calling about your link to all the shows that you compared to Reaper, and I saw you left out the most important one, Brimstone. That was basically the same plot line, but serious. It was with the guy who plays Lionel Luther and one of the cats from 30-something. Anyway, it's about a cop who dies and goes to hell and then gets hired by the devil to come back and get all these guys who escape from hell and send them back to hell. So it's like almost exactly like Reaper, only not as funny. So anyway, thanks. Great show. See you guys. Bye.
Extra Life Radio. Good day. This is Minsk. I'm just calling. I know I can't be an Ultra fan because only Seamus 22 or Old Man Frank can be an Ultra fan, but I finished listening through your archives for the fourth time now, so could you, like, give me some kind of title, like devoted fan, maybe? I think that would look good on my resume if I'm applying to a college or something. Minsk, devoted fan of the OR. Please consider this, okay? Thanks. Bye.
Now, fellow Americans, I have an announcement for you all. It's very important. It's about terror. Furt. That is all. Have a good night, and God bless you. God bless you all.
Whatever, so, dude. This conversation never happened.